COSATU is planning a major national strike next week, Wednesday, against the cost of living, fuel price hikes and load shedding as well. SAFTU planning a national shutdown on the same day. So COSATU is going to be having that national strike on the 24th of August. The key issues there that they're looking at are load shedding, fuel price hikes, escalating food prices as well. Let's speak now to Becky Nchalinchali, who is the General Secretary of COSATU. Becky, good afternoon to you. Thank you very much for your time. What are your plans for next week, Wednesday? I know there's quite a lot of rumor and speculation being shared on social media, so let's get the facts about what exactly is happening next week.
Thank you very much, and thank you for the opportunity. We had the press conference this morning, and we have released our statement. We hope maybe they will clarify some of the rumors that you have, but we were planning to have a protest action on the 24th. We have been already on a number of occasions, on a number of provinces, been raising the plight of our people, rising out of the economic meltdown, the retrenchment, ESCOM, the disrespect of collective bargaining agreement, and so forth and so forth. And we're trying again to say to government and businesses that the trajectory that we are following is not going to help us. So it's not just a COSATU issue in our view, it's a societal issue, because unemployment are not affecting members of COSATU who might, by their definition, people working. But their relative and their extended families, it affects everybody. The cost of living is unaffordable. So we're trying to raise that issues, and we'll be going both to government raising the same issues. We're going to go to private sectors raising the issues of the investment strike, the question of colluding in prices, and we're calling some investigation or commissions to be conducted in terms of pricing. So are some of those issues that will be raised.
Okay. What do you envisage the extent of the strike is going to be? Is it a stay away? And which sectors are going to be affected here?
Look, we're calling all our sectors, public and private sector. We're saying on this day as a way of protest, but it's meant is a protest action. We are saying let's go and join the many activities that the Federation will be conducting on that day. It might be form of march or protest action. We have details in terms of the different provinces and programs. Others are calling people to one centralized action, but we know, of course, we will not have resources to take everybody to a centralized march. For example, we have one in Durban, so we'll not be able to take people from Newcastle all over. So we're asking them to join either protest action closer to where they will be, but in a way not go to work, so that everybody can start asking the question why workers are not at work, and everybody said, what can we do to address the plight that COSATU is raising?
Becky, thank you very much for your time. Becky Nchalinchali, the General Secretary of COSATU, speaking to us there about plans for next week, Wednesday. That's the 25th of August, COSATU holding a national strike on the issues of the cost of living, fuel costs and load shedding as well.